Shlach as the last thing we're discussing. So basically, I think there are three issues that that need to be evaluated. The first one is the question, essentially we've been discussing, whether or not. The first issue is how central does the knowledge of Shabbos have to be? The Yad like the Shabbos B'nai, and the Gemara's answer is B'tchum and Alivid Rabbi Akiva. So the first question is, how significant does the information have to be? And that I think is a is essentially a dual question. On the one hand, it's the question that the Ramban and Avnei Nezer and everybody else dealt with, which we have yet to sum up. We'll sum that up when we do Ayin Omed Aleph and Ayin Omed Beis. Helam Zev Zev Yado. In other words, according to the initial perspective of the Ramban, which was that the issue is to figure out whether or not it isn't technically Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malacha. So from that point of view, one would think that the yediyah has to be significant indeed. In other words, if the yediyah is too peripheral, then I could still argue that what he doesn't know, even from a broader Shabbos point of view, is more significant than what he does know. In which case, I might argue that even though there's Shigas Malacha, there's also Shigas Shabbos. If it's Helem Zev, Zev Yado, he should only be Chayiv Achas. In other words, if we take the initial perspective of the Ramban, which is that the problem of Zadon Shabbos, Shigas Malacha, is to escape Helem Zev Zev Yado, and that the significance of Helem Zev Zev Yado is two perspectives on Shkaga, one a Malacha perspective, one a Shabbos perspective. So then I would think that you might need central, important information, because if you end up having a little bit of yeda and mostly shkaga, so you're still going to fall into the trap of helem zev zev yado chayav achas. On the other hand, if we take the Ramban's maskana, and maybe what the Chidush Aran, printed Chidush Aran, was saying, which is that we don't, in order to escape helem zev zev yado, it's not necessary that we eliminate shkaga from the picture, even in terms of Shabbos, never mind Malacha. What's important is that we eliminate complete Shigigas Ikar Shabbos from the picture. Because what's important is not whether it's Helem Zev Zev Yado per se, but whether the Helem Zev Zev Yado, whether the Helem of the Shabbos part is so significant that it makes the Shigigas Malacha irrelevant. That seems to be the maskana of the Ramban. So even if I have something that technically is Shigas Shabbos, if it's also Zadon Shabbos, B'niktas, that might be enough. So then I could get away with less than perhaps central knowledge. Because all I really need to do is provide a foundation, provide a basis for the relevance of Shigas Malacha, because that's really what I'm being mechayev for. Okay. So that's one question. In terms of what qualifies for Zadon Shabbos, what is the nature of Zadon Shabbos? If Zadon Shabbos is to justify Shigas Malacha, then I can get away with less. If Zadon Shabbos is to escape Shigas Shabbos and technical Helem Zev Zev Yado, then I need more Zadon, more Yediyah. That's essentially the 2 days in the Ramban and the Avnei Nezer and so on. However, even if we decide, which I think is the most attractive position, that Zadon Shabbos, Shigas Malachos, what's important about it is the ability to provide a framework to deal with Shigas Malacha, and therefore I might get away with something that is technically Shigas Shabbos as long as it's Zadon Shkaga Nu'uravim Zebazeh, something like that. But even then, I still need to ask myself what level of information provides for meaningful Shigas Malacha. Right? It's still not, because even if I don't have to overcome Shigas Shabbos, right, I still need to know how much knowledge is enough knowledge to then move on to Shigas Malacha. And that's still unclear. Okay. And then, of course, so that's one issue. The second issue in the sugya is then to assess each and every candidate in terms of the centrality of its significance, centrality or significance of the knowledge, and that in two ways. In other words, whether it's Tchumin or Rabbi Akiva, or it's Havar Lalav Yatzas, or Mechamer, or Isi Ben Yehuda, or Kiddush V'Havdalah, the second point is that I need to assess what role it plays in Shabbos. But I need to assess that in two ways. Within a knowledge of Shabbos, within the total Shabbos, right, that's certainly going to be my starting point. If I decide that even within the overall knowledge of Shabbos and the integrity of Shabbos, that a particular detail of Shabbos is peripheral, it's still peripheral, okay, then any then Zoron Shabbos which requires more, right, is going to exclude that category. However, what we should be sensitive to is the possibility that even if within the integrity of Shabbos, with the proper Shmir Shabbos, a certain factor plays an important role, it could be stripped of that importance within the context of Shigas Malacha, or Shigas Kala Malachas. And that's essentially what I was trying to say for the Rambam and Ramban regarding Mitzvah Saseh, and possibly even for the Ritva regarding Oneg, Kiddush, and Havdal. Not necessarily, but possibly. Okay, that's point number two. The third issue to explore when interviewing candidates for Zadon, Neshabbos, and Shigas Malacha is whether or not the opposite problem doesn't arise. Now, it's not that there's too much Shigas Shabbos notwithstanding the Zadon, and therefore tell him Zeh V'Zeh, or it's too peripheral and can't animate even the Shigas Malacha, but whether or not the Zadon that you have isn't too much Yediyah, such that it compromises the Shigas Malacha. That you have to find a balance between a meaningful Zadon Shabbos that allows you to look at Shigas Malacha, but one which isn't so fundamental that you lose Shigas Malacha as a result of it. Now, how could you lose Shigas Malacha as a result of a Zadon Shabbos? Well, I guess the technically easy way to explain it is to say, Havalei Lameda. Right, given what he knows, what he doesn't know is no longer a shkaga, it becomes the equivalent of a zadon, or a karav amezer. But that too, I think, can be explained in two ways. Right, in a very pragmatic way, which is probably what the Tosfos Reader had in mind, namely, al-pidin, this is defined as karav amezer. If you know this and you don't know that, it's just that you're not putting the two together, and that's inexcusable. There's no excuse for it. That's probably what the Tosfos Rid has in mind. For a shkaga to be a shkaga, it has to be excusable, and this is inexcusable. But I think that there's another possible way to say it, and that is not so much that practically your shkaga is inexcusable, havalei lameda, and therefore it's karav lemezid, but that al pidin, it's karav lemezid and havalei lameda. By which I mean, if you know it, if you know A, then on a certain level you really know B. And the fact that you haven't connected the dots isn't just inexcusable, which is the first perspective, but it's also unimportant. You have the information, basically, and that doesn't constitute sufficient shkaga. That's a more of a halachic definition of karav lemezid than a practical one. Not he should have known, and therefore it's inexcusable, but based what he knows, essentially, is equivalent to Zadon Malacha too. Okay. So that's what we have to be careful in assessing candidates for Zadon Malacha and Shigas Shabbos. Yeah.
In college, I wasn't told us, but it's sort of easier to say as opposed to Shurim, right?
Yeah, I think so. Well, we'll get to each one in a second. But I think what I'm saying now works well for Avos and Toldos. Absolutely. But again, maybe according to certain perspectives only in Avos and Toldos, but that's really what I want to indicate. Shurim, right, I think you're right. And Shurim would more be the Tosfos Rid Havalei Lameda than my Havalei Lameda. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
Isn't Rebbe's Havalei Lameda the way it alludes to it? You must have known the carbon if you knew the carbon.
Perhaps. In other words, it's redundant information. except that it's easier to say there because it really is redundant. In other words, if I say if the Meiri means that the common denominator of both of these is the nature of the lav, then certainly so. If he means that once you know one, you should know the other, then perhaps not. But I agree with you. On the whole, I would say the Meiri's Havalei Lameda is closer to what I'm saying than the Tosfos Ritz. I think it's a good point. Okay. So the first thing in terms of information that we have is the Gemara itself. Right? So the Gemara has two candidates that qualify. One is for Rabbi Yochanan, Zodon Lav Shigas Kares. Okay, that seems to be, you know, fine and good. Until the Ramban came along and asked the question that he asked and left it to Tzorach Iyun, and only a daf later gave the answer. And then we have a discussion again with the Ra'ah quoted by the Chidush Aran and so on. So again, whether that whole discussion is a discussion about the first point, namely how central and how, you know, much yediyah you require, depends on whether or not the problem is to provide a basis for Shigas Malacha, or the problem is to escape Shigas Shabbos Vishigas Malacha, Helem Zev Zev Yad. Clearly, that's part of the Ramban and Ra'ah issue. But also, part of that issue, as we discussed, was a question of assessing, since from the language point of view, at least, as Ramban put it, Yediyah Salav Lo Shma Yediyah, right? So, of course, he was interested in the consequence, therefore being Helem Zev Zev Yad. But in addition to that, one could have argued on the point itself, right? Is Yediyah Salav sufficient Yediyah? So that's certainly partly the way the Ra'ah may have taken it. And in that Gufa, my suggested answer, maybe there's a difference between Yediyah Salav when there's a misinformation about its kares, or Yediyah Salav about something for which there's no kares, and so on. So that's the question of Yediyah Salav and Shigas Kares is partly discussed in this way by the Rishonim. The second case is Tchumen Aliva de Rabbi Akiva. That's what we were discussing towards the end of Tuesday's Shia. You know, what we asked is several questions. Number one, is this candidate only viable according to Reish Lakish or even according to Rabbi Yochanan? We pointed out that some of the Rishonim assume as a Dover Pashut that we only need it maybe for Reish Lakish, but that in theory, if it applies for Reish Lakish, it applies for Rabbi Yochanan. And some Rishonim disagree. In the discussion of Chach Milonil and Rav Rambam, it's clear that some of them think that Tchumen Aliva de Rabbi Akiva is limited to Reish Lakish. Now, if it is limited to Reish Lakish, so why that is so becomes important. So, as we noted, could be several things. One is that only Reish Lakish is forced to be dochek to accept this answer, and therefore in chabo el achidusho. Now, why is this dochek such that we should say, you know, we have to say it for Reish Lakish, but we don't necessarily need to say it for Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore we shouldn't impose it upon him? So that's not clear. And here we could make several suggestions. One is that the Shigas, that the Zadon Shabbos has to relate to the Maisa Aveira. It's not enough that it relate, broadly speaking, to the category of Hilchos Shabbos. Namely, the point that the Ra'ah made against the Ramban. Ra'ah said, after all, Tchumen is even worse than Zodon Lav, the Shigas Kares, because it's not what you're violating at the moment. You're doing Zorea and Choresh and Ma'amer and Dosh, and your Zodon Shabbos is about Tchumen. But Ryochanan's Zodon Shabbos is about Zorea and Choresh and Ma'amer and Dosh itself. So that's even a better candidate. Okay. And as we noted, not necessarily. In terms of Helen Zev Zev Yad, at least not necessarily. Right? But that would be a reason if that mentality, if that Kal V'Chomer mentality is correct. So we might say the problem with Tchumen Rabbi Akiva is not that it's peripheral information. It's that it's peripheral to this particular Maisa Aveira. If you're doing Malachos, then your knowledge of Tchumen is very nice, but also very irrelevant. That could be one perspective, why this is okay. The second perspective is exactly the other point, namely, to know a malacha, even though you know it only as a lav and not as a kares, that's significant information. Different perspective than what I just said a minute ago. Not because it happens to be what you're violating, but because lamatas avos malachos are the core of Hilchos Shabbos. So any knowledge about any of that core, even if your knowledge level doesn't make it clear to you that it is part of the core, let's say, because you may think it's just an asay or a lav bialma. Nonetheless, you still have, whether you know it or not, yedias Shabbos of some significance. But chumin, alim Rabbi Akiva, maybe the Raisa, may even be Malkus, but it's not one of the Lama Tesavos Malacha, and therefore it's not Zadon Shabbos. Or, you might say the same thing, but the key is not so much knowledge of Lama Tesavos Malacha. Maybe we could conceive of Zadon Shabbos even without that. But either way, the point is to emphasize that Tchumin, Alibad Rabbi Akiva, while it's Asur, is on the periphery, not in the center of knowledge of Hilchos Shabbos. Okay. And then, of course, there's one other possibility, which I mentioned the other day, speculating, and that is that Tchumin Alibad Rabbi Akiva is limited to Reish Lakish for another reason, and that is precisely to respond to the Ramban's question. Ramban said, after all, Yediyas halav lo shma yediya. Right? Aliba de Rav Yochanan. And then the Ra'ah said, yeah, but look at Tchumin, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. So then the answer may have been, yeah, that's Reish Lakish who thinks that yediyas halav shma yediya. So again, another reason to consider that Reish Lakish, only Reish Lakish, will accept Tchumin Alibad Rabbi Akiva is because Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Akiva, and Reish Lakish rather, have different perspectives on what Yediya and Shkaga generally is. Okay. Now on the question whether or not Tchumin is peripheral or central information, so that we already discussed, that may depend on several other questions. Whether or not it is derived from the same Pasuk and is even included in the same Lav as Hotza'a, which is a huge machlokas on Rishonim, Rashi and Tosis and Eruvin, and the Rishonim, again, Tosis all over the place, likes to assume that they are together. Again, the Gemara and Eruvin seem to conclude that the principle of Lav Shenita Lazarus Misas Bezdin does not apply to Tchumin, and that there will be Malkus, even though the Pasuk also includes Hotza'a. So the Ramban, for example, in the beginning of Shabbos, on that base, and in Eruvin and other places as well, says, well, that's the end of that. No, Mimadashach, if it's from the same Pasuk, then it's Lav Shenita Lazarus Misas Bezdin. It just doesn't make sense to see this as an exception. But Bali Tosis and the Ramban, in the beginning of Shabbos, explains what they have in mind. They don't see it that way. They say it's an exception of Lav Shenita Lazarus Misas Bezdin, even though it is in the same Pasuk, because the Pasuk speaks bi'ikar about Chumin, and only through Mesorah about Hotza'ah. It says, al yetze ish min komo, not al yotzi. That's exactly what the Gemara quotes. So according to Bali Tosos, that doesn't mean that Hotza'ah is not included in the Pasuk. It means Hotza'ah is included in the Pasuk, but the main pshat refers to Tchumin. And therefore, Lav Shenita Lazarus Misas Bezdin doesn't apply. But either way, and we discussed this in the past about Lav Shenita Lazarus Misas Bezdin, right, the point may be, again, Tosas asks, so, you know, maybe it should be more Lav Shenita Lazarus Misas Bezdin, or less. They're back and forth with that. The point is, according to Bali Tosas, it's possible that it's not just that you have one pasuk that has two meanings, but the question is which is the dominant one and which is the more peripheral one. The question is you have one pasuk with one themes, albeit two applications of that one theme. Hotza'ah and Tchumin. And again, if you look at the Smak, he makes it very clear that he thinks that these are two sides of the same coin, that it's one lav. It's not just one pasuk which teaches you two different dinim. So in that sense, is Tchumin Alibad Rabbi Akiva, even for Reish Lakish, proof positive that Yediyas HaShabbos can exist outside of Malachos, outside of the core? Not necessarily. Because if we say that Tchumin shares not just a pasuk, but shares an existential link, if you could say that, with, at least an ontological link, with Hotza'a. So then in a sense, Tchumin is on the, it's on the border of the Malachas themselves. It's not just the Lav Sheyesh Malkas B'Shabbos, it's really, and as I said, you might want to look at Hotza'a in light of Tchumin, and Tchumin in light of Hotza'a. Right? Your own movements with the significance of carrying something, or moving yourself as opposed to moving an object. However you want to look at it, it's not for us to analyze right now. But the point is, if there's a real conceptual link between the two, part of Hotza'a being Malacha Grua, right? And by being linked to Tchumen, being downgraded in a way, but at the same time, it upgrades and elevates the status of Tchumen. So Tchumen is really on the borderline of the Lama Tesavos Malachas. It's not over the line, so it doesn't violate the problem of Shigas Malacha, but it's on the line, and therefore it qualifies as Zadon Shabbos. And as I mentioned, the question of whether you say Mitoch, Tosing Suvas Dav Zayin, and whether you say Ein Erev Hotza L'Yom HaKippurim, whether that includes Tchumen or not, the Shagas Aryeh's discussion, and many more, all of these are connected to this problem, whether Tchumen conceptually has anything to do with the Ovis Malacha, specifically Hotza. But if it does, so then the only two candidates in the Gemara of Zadon Shabbos happen to be pretty central. Right, one is actually the Lamites Ovis Malacha, and the other is based on a Pasuk and conceptually sharing with the Lamites Ovis Malacha. So once you say that, so then if we ask, and what about Yediyas Aseh? And what about Mechamer? And what about Havara Le'lav Yatzas? Right? And let's say we ask those questions, which Rishonim all do. Right? The Ramban asks some, and the Tosfos Shanim asks some, and the Ritva asks others, and the Tosfos Rid, these are the questions that they ask. Based on what? On Tchumen Alibid Rabbi Akiva. So the answer is it better or is it worse? Kal v'chomer or not? So just from the perspective of, is Tchumen Rabbi Akiva core knowledge and information? The answer is maybe a lot more than you think. Maybe it's better than Havara L'Lav Yatzas. Maybe it's better than Mechamer. Maybe it's better than Isi Ben Yehuda. So that's one perspective. It's interesting to note just about the Tchumen Alibi Rabbi Akiva that the Rambam omits it. Even though the Rambam holds of Tchumen Alibi Rabbi Akiva, meaning the Rambam paskins that Tchumen is Mea Torah. And let me say further, the Rambam could have sidestepped the whole sugya of the Gemara if he had wanted to. Why Ephraim?
Because he
paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. Excellent, he paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. And he even tells us, in the context of paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that, you know, on that basis you can have Zadon Shabbos and Shigas Malacha B'Zadon Aseh B'Shigas Karis. That's Perek Zayin, Hukash Gagos, Halacha Gimel. You have it there? Right? Not Beis, but Zayin. Go ahead.
Chol Yodei Asher Yom Shabbos Shagun Malachos Lo Yada Asher Malachos Eil Asuros O Shiyad Asher Asuros Lo Yada Shem no lem kreis ve hase fas mo lach sarve khay ev khay zo kol am lach lach filo asar mein khaser am khol ma khol me vi tishu shos un katras that was demo.
Yeah, so basically the Rambam paskas like Rabbi Yochanan, therefore doesn't need to, one would say, okay, good, so he doesn't need to come and leave it to Rabbi Akiva. But the problem is that the Rambam himself, as we just heard Yonah read, right, doesn't only have, he also has Rabbi Yochanan as an explanation of Hayachayiv Lavetas Malachas, correct? But not only, which is exactly what the Chacham Eloniel, but we're bothered by it. The Chacham Eloniel wrote to Rabbi Avraham and Rambam, and they said, listen, if the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan, so, you know, what else are we talking about? You have the question there in front of you? Kassan Ishmael?
Quotes the question.
Right, so he's assuming that the Rambam thinks that Yediyah Saseh, he's assuming that the Sugya thinks that Yediyah Saseh is not Zadon Shabbos, right, which, as we know, is a huge machlokas on Rishonim, right? And for as far as Yediyah Saseh, yeah, okay, go ahead. So the question is, if that's true, so the Yediyah Saseh isn't enough, and the Rambam has more than the case of Shigigas Kares and Zadon Malacha, so what other case is there? Correct? Yeah. Okay. So basically, if the Rambam had said, Tchumen, Alivid Rabbi Akiva, you know, we could have all gone home that day. But he doesn't. And it's interesting. So the Rambam holds Tchumen, Alivid Rabbi Akiva, but he apparently doesn't mention it as the candidate for Zadon Shabbos, the Shigas Malacha. The question is why. So it could be because it's more than one. Maybe it's not only that. Again, they assume that the again Chachmei Leviel assume that Rish Lakish doesn't believe in it, right? And I'm sorry, that Rochem doesn't believe in it, and therefore the Rambam shouldn't believe in it. Only Rish Lakish believes in it. So again, it could very well be that if they're right, that according to the Rambam, this is either too extraneous, in the sense that it's not relating to the action that you're doing now with respect to which we're evaluating Shigas Malacha, or it's too peripheral. The Rambam doesn't think that that Tchumen is central enough information, even though there is an Isur Tchumen. The truth is that the Rambam does quote Al Yetze Al Yotzi, in connection to Hotzah, as we mentioned. But he doesn't do that in Hilchos Shabbos, he does it in the Chishkagos. In Perek Yud Dalet, Yud Dalet, Halacha Beis, as we noted, the Rambam rereads the Gemara in Horios, takes out the Pasuk from Yirmiyah, and instead puts in to explain how Horah B'Tolos, with regard to Hotzah, would be Chayav Chathos. Is it your Yedalah base?
Right.
So he quotes Al Yetze Ishmim Komo for Hotzah. The Rambam does that. Even though, again, in Hilchos Shabbos, he quotes Vayikalei Ha'am Amalacha Yisadayim Vayikalei Ha'am Mehabi. But there again, the Rambam is trying to explain that it's a malacha more than he's trying to explain that it's Asur, that you're Chayit for it. In any case, so the Rambam is an interesting problem. But on the one hand, he didn't need any other candidate for Zadon Shabbos and Shigas Malacha because he had passings like Rabbi Yochanan, and yet he opts to expand Zadon Shabbos and Shigas Malacha, but he doesn't mention Tchumen Alibid Rabbi Akiva. The question is, if he doesn't hold it, it means that even though it is from the same Pasuk, or it is connected to Hotzah, nonetheless, it's still not. Maybe because even though maybe they share a Pasuk, but there are two different halachos in that same Pasuk. As I was saying, for Bali Tosas, there are two elements. Number one, the Pasuk tells us two things, but it doesn't tell us two different things. It's not like Oso Chalal Adam, you know, when you have Tchumen and you have Otsah. It's telling us that Tchumen and Otsah are connected. It could be the Rambam held that Chumen and Hotzar are not connected, even though they both use the same pasuk. Or maybe the Rambam felt that the problem of Chumen and Rabbi Kiva isn't that it isn't part of the core, it's that it's too extraneous in the case. As I say, the Zadon Shabbos has to relate to the Malacha that you're doing as well. Okay. In any case, that's Chumen. In light of all that, the different perspectives that we have, so then you can just pick, you know, whatever else you want to discuss and analyze it based on what we know from the first two. So Yediyas Aseh we did already. There are people who think Yediyas Aseh is Zadon Shabbos. There are people who think that Yediyas Aseh is not Zadon Shabbos, but for two reasons. Either because it's not sufficient Yediyah, that's Ramban, or because it's too much idea, and therefore it's not Shigas Malacha. Right? That's the Ritva, Liba the Reish Lakish. Ironically, according to that perspective, it could be that that Aseh would be a problem for Reish Lakish, but not for Yochanan. Right? But you could be Mechal. If the problem of Yediyas Aseh, the Shigas Malacha, is whether or not the Aseh is enough Zadon, significant enough, then there should be no difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Possibly. Probably. But if the problem is whether it's too much Zadon, Malacha, so then to distinguish between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is very reasonable. Okay. Yeah. Then came Kiddush v'Havdalah that we discussed already. That's the Ritva. Now let's discuss the others very quickly. Isi ben Yehuda. So what is supposed to say about Isi? What do they say about Isi ben Yehuda? Ajay? So Tosa says l'shit hasam that it's chayv a korban, so it's just not a case because it's one of the avos malacha in every way except for the chiyu misa, and since there is the there is, you know, kares, and there is karban, so just there's no hechatimtzi, according to Bali Tosis. But according to the other Rishonim, we'll say, according to Ben Hanana, that Isi ben Yehuda is not only not beskila, but it's also not be karban. So would Isi ben Yehuda be a good example or not? Jay? Well, it seems, according to Bali Tosis, if they were to agree about everything else, then they would agree about that. The question that we should ask is, maybe not. Because maybe Yadalei B'tchumen, Alibid Rabbi Akiva, in one sense, might be superior to an Isi Ben Yehuda, which is completely off the list of Lamed Tes Avos Malacha. Now, the idea of Isi Ben Yehuda is that one of the 39 is not really a Malacha, and it's just Balab, and there's no Kare, there's no Korban, and there's no Amisa. So we have to ask ourselves the next question, and that is, so what is it according to Isi Ben Yehuda? Because according to Bali Tosis, it's certainly a malacha, although there's no chiyuv misa. But according to Rabbi Hananel, is it not a malacha? For example, what will Isi ben Yehuda say about that malacha, the mystery malacha, on Yom Tov? Yeah.
So wasn't it done in the Mishkan?
Good question. Good question. I mean, we don't know why. You know, why is it on the list? Megillah Starim. I mean, well, what makes it unique? I don't know. That would be even more interesting if it was. If it was, and yet there was no karban, so I guess that would make it more likely to be a malacha with exceptions, but I'm not sure. Again, since we don't know what it is, it's really hard to pin it down, but it's a relevant question. By the same token, Havar Lalav Yatzas, which Rishonim asked the question about. So the answer that Rishonim give to Havar Lalav Yatzas is again a technical answer. They say, listen, we're talking about the minyan in the Mishnah, right? And the whole point is minyana lamali. Right, lavar love the kulam. So obviously the Mishnah, is according to the Mandamar, says havara l'chalev yatzas. Had it been according to the Mandamar of l'lav yatzas, you know, so would that be sufficient to yedias or zadon Shabbos? Yeah. However, according to what I'm suggesting, which is that tchumen alivid Rabbi Akiva, A, maybe only according to Reish Lakish, and B, even according to Reish Lakish, there's the possibility of explaining that it is on the periphery of the core. So then you have to ask yourself, what about Havara L'lav Yatzas? Is that inferior to Tchumen Alibid Rabbi Akiva according to this perspective? In other words, when we say Havara L'lav Yatzas, are we saying that it doesn't have a Shem Malacha? Or are we saying that it's like we just asked about Isi Ben Yehuda according to Rabbi Hananel? Or are we saying it has a shame malacha, but, you know, it's an exception with regard to onshim? So that's the issue that Bali Tosa seemed to discuss in Psachim Dapei and in Beitza Daf Chav Gimel. Namely, what about Yom Tov? If you hold Havar, Lulav, Yatzas, so is it Asur B'Yom Tov or not? In other words, what they're really saying is Havar Lalav Yatzas a Shem Malacha Bat, in which case, if it has a Shem Malacha, it's included in Isur B'Yom Tov. Or the fact that that it's Lalav Yatzas means it isn't a Malacha, it's Stam and Isur. And if it's Stam and Isur, we don't know that every Isur on Shabbos applies to Yom Tov or only Malacha. Maybe only Malacha. So I would have said that depending on those two perspectives, in the Bali Tosis, it's quite possible that even if Havar Lalav Yatzas, you know, even if you were to take away the practical problem that Tosa deals with, I mean, it says the Mishnah, the Mishnah happens to be according to the Mandamar Lachalik, but okay, good. Let's say according to the Mandamar Lav Yatzas, so there, you know, Arboim Chasar Shnayim, you know, and we would count them Lav or Lav Bekulam, so it would be the same situation essentially. So Havar Lalav Yatzas is better or worse than Tchumen Alim Rabbi Kiva? The answer is, it depends on how you understand both of them, but it's possible at least to say that it's worse, that it's less. The same thing can be said with regard to the issue of Mechamer. Again, the Ramban and Tosishanim ask this question. First of all, it's interesting to note that they ask it in slightly different ways. What's the difference, Shlomo? Tosi Shanim, ask the question, read it quickly, if you don't mind. Oh. Okay, so what's significant about that formulation?
He's simply talking about in the mind of this individual,
in the mind of?
Of the person who's doing the...
That's in terms of the answer. Right, saying it's just... his answer is inochanami. Really, fundamentally, it would work. But it's just crazy. I mean, if he knows this, he knows that. So it's more of a hechatimtzi. He just doesn't believe that there's going to be such a case. But that's the answer. And we'll get to that in a second. But in the question, this one line is important. Maybe. Not 100% obvious. And certainly not obvious in light of another formulation. Namely, he's asking Mechamer, Shlomo, Michael, only according to the Mandamer that there's no Chatas. Whereas the Ramban asks according to everybody, right? Doesn't he? Ramban asks the question according to all Mandamerim and Mechamer. That's a small point, a subtle point, but an important point. One second. It's not clear. The Divrei HaKol means being not only Rabbi Kiva, but the Ramban does not specify that this is Dafka not according to Rami Bar Chama. Right? So what might that be about? Yeah.
Perhaps feels that if you're going to say that you're chayav katas, so then mechamer is just malacha. That's all it is.
It's like zada malacha in a way.
Yeah, right. And whereas Ramban will say, no, it doesn't matter. No matter which way you slice it, mechamer is its own separate.
So maybe this depends exactly. I think that you're absolutely correct. And maybe it depends on the two formulations of the Ramban and Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. There, the Ramban asks the question, and that's what I spoke about when I was here on the Shabbos, that the Ramban asks the question, according to Rami Bar Kama, who says that you're chayiv chatas and misa, so aren't there 40 of us malacha? So basically the Ramban gives two answers. One answer, the main answer that Ramban gives, which is also printed in the regular Rambans, is that, well, Mechamer is not a separate malacha, according to Rami Bar Kama, not a 40th malacha. It's the extension of how you can perform a malacha. You can either perform a malacha with your own hands, or you can perform a malacha through inspiring or instigating your behema. But it's not another cheftish al malacha. It's an expansion of this maisa gabra, and this maisa gabra b'shutfis, or, you know, whatever it is, you know, in behemto. So it's not 40 malachas, it's 39 of us malacha, and an expanded way of how to do it. You know, if you do it with your neighbor, Shlaim Shasu is Potter, but if you do it with your in this way, with your behema, so you're chayiv. So if that's the case, then I would say that, you know, if you have yedias mechamer, then you know you have yedias hamalacha. That's not shigas malacha anymore. On the other hand, the other view of the Ramban there was Ramban says, well, that's true, but you know, we're counting things that you do. That's one of the things that are done in the process of a malacha, which are mechayev you, the answers are 39. But it almost as if he's admitting that in a way, mechamer is a 40th. In other words, any of the 39 that you do together or b'shutfas with your behema is a 40th malacha. So that's on top of mechamer is a derech of asiyas malacha, a 39. There's a 40th malacha, which is doing malacha with your behema. That's a malacha. Just like makna patish, gemar malacha is a malacha, so too, malacha b'shutfas ma behema is a malacha, let's say. So if that were to be true, right, so let's say you have yedias, could you have yedias mechamer and shigas 39 of us malacha? The answer is yes, absolutely you could. In fact, it would be a very good case. On the contrary, the fact that you would be chayiv would make it central yediya, but it wouldn't take away at all from the yediya of the other malachos, really, because it's a separate malacha. So I think that could be, you know, what's hinted at in this, perhaps what a debate on that particular point. Of course, once you get away from, if the perspective of Tosfos Shanim is that had it been chayiv v'chata, so then it would have been a malacha. It would have been a derech of asiyas malacha, and that would be too much zadon malacha. That would be an important perspective too. Okay. Of course, the flip side of it is that according to Tosfos Shanim, so we're dafka asking, according to the Manda Amar, who thinks that it is not chayiv chatas. So what's interesting is there are two other days in the Gemara there. One is it's not chayiv anything, or it's chayiv. Actually, several days in the Gemara, or it's chayiv misa, but no. No korban, or korban rather, but no misa. There are all sorts of different configurations. So the point is, depending on which one you take, again, even Tosfos Shanim is asking according to everybody but the Mandamer that there's a chiyuv korban. So we have to ask ourselves this question again: is mechamer sufficient knowledge? Not is it too much? That was the issue we just dealt with. But is it sufficient? So if it's not even on the periphery of malacha, right, and it's not even malchus, maybe it's just an extension of shvisas behemto, might be even less than the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos. So then there would be very good reasons, according to the dafka, not according to Rami Bar Kama, that yechayev chatas skila, to say that yedias mechamer lo shma zadon. Shabbos. Okay, that's really what I want to say. So by the same token, let's look for a moment at Yedias Toldos Bli Avos. Now, the truth is that the way the Tosfos Shanim asked the question, Shlomo, you have it there still?
Yeah.
He asked Toldos and Avos, right? How does he ask it? Yadalei ben...
Yadalei ben Toldos.
Like he says about Mechamer. Okay, So we'll get to the answer in just a second. So what's the question? What would be the hechatimtzi? You know the toldos. You know megabein, but you don't know bona. And he just says it's crazy. It's inconceivable. No, there can never be such a hechatimtzi. Correct? So, and the Tosas Rid. Is that the case of Tosas Rid? Also, that you don't told us you don't know Avos? So that's what I thought. So you know Avos, but you don't know Toldos, and you violated the Toldos. Yeah. So let's go relate to both of those. And the Tosas Rid says that would be Karov Lemeza, because Havale Lemeda. Okay. Right. So what's interesting about all of this is the following. Again, on a practical level, again, Tosi Shonim is saying about all these cases, it's not a practical hand tense. Either strange people in the world, I don't know. Okay, we're going according to the norm. Batla Daita Mezal Kol B'nei Adam, I guess. But technically, that means that, you know, it's not a good case for the Gemara and for the Mishnah, but then in theory, these would all work. Okay, what I was suggesting before, the Tosi Shonim says that legally it doesn't work. It's not that we don't believe that there'll be such a case. Legally, it doesn't work. And that could be true not only for Shiurim and other Sotoldos, but for Mechamer as well. But again, the answer for the Ramban and Mechamer is, you know, and Tos Yishonim, if he knows about the Behemoth, he knows about the other. Right? But otherwise, Yenochanami. What I was saying before is there are two ways to say that this turns in too much into Zadon Shabbos. I mean, Zadon Malacha. That is either Havale Lameda, Karav Lemezid, it's inexcusable. If he knows A and he doesn't know B, that's inexcusable, and it turns into Mezid. Or that there really is a Gedia, there is Zadon. There's enough Zadon here. Not Havale Lameda, it's inexcusable, but what he knows is enough to constitute Zadon. Al Pidin, it's not Chicago. And Ephraim was saying maybe that's what the Miri has in mind, and Carbon and Karis, perhaps. Oh, so from that point of view, it's interesting to analyze this issue in both directions. Let's say Yadale be'avos ve'lo Yadale be'toldos, or Yadale be'toldos ve'lo Yadale be'avos. Al pidin. I think you have to analyze it from two perspectives. Aside from what the Rishonim say, in other words. Except for the Tosfos, who says part of this. But number one, is it possible that the knowledge is too peripheral? Well, here you have to be mechalik. Let's say yadale ba'avos, v'lo yadale b'toldos. Yadale ba'avos, v'shagag b'toldos. That's the Tosfos Shonim case, right? Or am I getting mixed up? Yadale ba'avos. Well, that's the Ritz. That's the Ritz case. Yadalei ba'avos v'lo yadalei v'shagag v'toldos. So that, of course, is hard to say that that's peripheral information, right? There's definitely enough zadon Shabbos, but we could raise the question: is the zadon Shabbos so great that it turns into zadon malacha? And that's what the Tosfos Ritz says, right? Eifshar de lo yada. But what I'm suggesting is another pshat, and that is, not a yefshe v'lo yada, but yada. He has a yediyah. So that would be especially true if you have a certain perspective on the relationship between avos and toldos. Meaning if the toldos derive from the avos, and they're garua min ha'avos, especially if they're garua min ha'avos, like the language of the Ramban and Tzadivav Mubeis, which we noted, without the avos, you never get the toldos. Or the Marshal and Maram, right, on Samech Ches Amud Aleph, right, where the Gemara says, Klal Gadol, because they're Avos and Toldos, and they say only the Avos and Toldos, for the Toldos are Chidushim, Geruim, Mina Avos. Yeah.
Can you say the opposite, that because they're delusions, it's excusable not to know it? Whereas if
it's excusable not to know the Tolda if you know the Av, but is it excusable not to know the Av if you know the Tolda?
The Ritz is talking about knowing the Avos but not knowing the Toldos. So it's excusable.
Is he? I may mix it up again. I'm assuming the opposite. I'm saying if Yadalei La'av.
You could say Sadeh Shavah is more. Since it's a Sadeh Shavah, you could extrapolate because the Tolos essentially just common denominators of olives.
If they come down, I think it can go either way. But I'm not sure which is better to say. What I'm saying is as follows. If the todos only exist because of the avos, or they're not even a common denominator, they're less. They derive from the avos.
Why is that sudden shot? Why is that sudden?
Because you can't get to the todo without the av. The todo doesn't exist without the av. So if you know the todo, then by willy nilly you know the av.
Maybe from the halachic perspective, but from the Tosfos read, have they ever made that?
No, I'm not talking about Tosfos read. I'm saying from the halacha. I'm saying there are two perspectives in Shigas Malacha turning into Zadam Malacha. One is the Tosfos reads, namely, it's inexcusable that he doesn't know this.
I think
the other is that halachically, what he knows means that he knows it.
All I want to say is I think from Tosfos read,
right.
I think you should say the opposite, that if it's Tzadah Shavah, so then I
okay.
can say
right.
that
he doesn't.
Should have known.
That's true. I mean, you're saying, getting from one to the other is just because you know avos.
Doesn't mean you know Tosfos is dilution.
Doesn't mean that you know. But again, what he's saying is you know the total. One more time, I'm mixing them up again. Tosfos read is you know the toldos? You know the avos.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, of course. I agree with you. So, you know the avos, that's your yediyah, and your shkaga on the toldos. Okay, so if you know avos, must you know the toldos? The answer is, if it's garua, let me say it this way. Okay, we're not disagreeing. If you say that it's garua, like the Ramban, and the Marshal, and the Maram, the answer is that you can know the avos and not know the toldos. On the contrary, it's a big leap from one to the other. You only get toldos because of avos, but that doesn't follow from there that once you have avos, you automatically know toldos. Right? It's still a chiddush. Whereas, if the avos and toldos were just about a common denominator, then you might say, well, if you know one, then you know the other. That's what you want to say.
From a Rashi perspective, it's opposite. According to Rebbe's pshat, that if you didn't know it.
Right.
So if it's dilution, so they can say that knowing the av.
If you know the toldo, then you have to know the av.
Even in the
and that's
case,
the other case. That's the Tosfos Shanim's case. Let's say you know the toldos, but you don't know the avos. So what I'm saying is, if you know the toldos, then you have to know the avos.
Right. Even in the Rid's case of knowing the avos and
not knowing the toldos,
if you reinterpret the Rid in a halachic perspective,
right.
that it's off din, you know the avos. So then.
Well, the avos don't have to lead to the toldos.
Well, if the dilution,
they couldn't come without them, but it doesn't mean that one
I could say that
A
knowing
is necessary for B. That doesn't mean that B is a natural consequence of A.
Well, I could say halachically, because they're a tolda of the av, so knowing the av, al kitin means knowing the toldos.
I'm not sure that's true. I'm not sure that's true. There still could be that's the chiddush of avos and toldos. And that's why they are garua. I'm just saying. It's one thing to say that you could not get B without A. It's another thing to say that once you know A, that leads you inexorably to the knowledge of B. Right? Even halakhically, that's not true. But what I am saying is in the other direction. Let's say you know B, then you have to come to B through A, so then you know A, whether you admit it or whether it's in the forefront of your consciousness or not. And that's what I want to say. So basically, to sum that up, on avos and on yedias avos v'shigas toldos, or yedias toldos v'shigas avos, one could be, I think one could be mechalek. And basically the point is that according to the Rishonim, who speak about it, with the exception of Tosfos read, it's just a question, lamaisa, whether you would know one and not know the other, and so on. It's a practical question. According to Tosfos read, it's a question of karb lemeza havale lemeda. But it doesn't seem like it's halachic, implicit knowledge. It's a question simply practically where you're going to put two and two together. So according to Tosfos Reed, I would assume if avos and toldos represent a common denominator, then it's reasonable to say that if you know one, you know the other. On the other hand, if you see that avos created toldos, then you can't know toldos without avos. But you could know avos in theory without toldos, because they're garua mehem. So then I would say that one should be mechalek between the Tosfos Yeshanim's case and the Tosfos Rid's case. That's really the point. So the point is that avos and toldos, the idea of one as opposed to the other, have to be assessed from several points of view. Now let's say you have yedias toldos and not yedias avos from the perspective of zadon Shabbos. That could also be an interesting question. In other words, if you have yedias hatoldos and shgogas ha'av, so is that enough zadon Shabbos? If you just analyze it from the point of view of, is it still shigigas malachos, but is it enough zadon Shabbos? So here I also might argue. I might say, listen, if the relationship between avos and toldos is an inferior one, right? In other words, tolda is an inferior form of the av. So maybe yedias ha-toldos, which is beli yedias ha-avos, is not zadon Shabbos either. Why? Because you obviously don't know what it is about the toldos that makes it also b'Shabbos.
You know it's
usher. What?
You know it's usher.
You know it's usher, but the question is that a? It's mashal ma'adavar doma to my point before, which is in assessing whether or not something is a sufficient idea, is it possible that you also have to judge the new context as opposed to the classical ideal context? Meaning, if I know avos and toldos, then my knowledge of toldos is a significant zadon Shabbos. But if I have such a skewed perspective on Shabbos that I think that Megabein is Asur, but I don't know that Bona is Asur, then the question is my knowledge, I know the fact of Megabein being Asur, but the knowledge base that gives me is obviously a skewed one. Right? Because it can't possibly be that Megabein is Asur and Bona is Asur if you really understand why Megabein is Asur. So the question is that really Zadon Shabbos? You seem unconvinced.
From halachic perspective, maybe. The mice is Zadon Shabbos.
Yeah, of course. But we're trying to figure out, again, whether or not the Lamaisa perspective or it's like, you know, what I was saying about the Mitzvase. Let's say you know Mitzvase is Mitzvase has a certain standing in Shabbos, and you know that it exists. What I'm saying is to know the Mitzvase, not to know Issa Melacha, is not to know the Mitzvase. Even though you're saying, you know, you're proclaiming in public, I know that there's an Isser Asay to do certain things on Shabbos. I'm just saying if you think Megabein is usher because of because it's a cheese thing and not because it's a bona thing, then the knowledge that you have of Hilchos Shabbos such that your shigas malacha cannot be looked at as a shigas malacha problem is compromised, perhaps. I don't know that it's so. I'm speculating. Yeah.
Would you have to say then the shot of Tosfos in Tumah that Gwinnett is pointing to Yerushalmish?
So what do you mean?
Because that Tumah is better than a Tolda if it's coming from the same team directly from the Pasuk. But Tumah is something that's related.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Michael's saying like this. What about the same Svara? If I'm correct in suggesting that one perspective in Tumah Alim and Rabbi Akiva, especially light about for Bali Tosas generally, who see it being connected to Hotzah, so let's say you know the Tumah part but not the Hotzah part. You're saying, isn't that the same as knowing Megabein but not Bona?
Well, it isn't.
I guess, you know, it depends on the question that we raised yesterday, and Akiva asked me afterwards, does it make a difference whether or not Tchumen is elevated or Hotzah is degraded by the connection, right? I would say if Tchumen is elevated by the connection, then what Michael's saying might very well be true. Although still not to the extent, I think, of Megabin and Bona, but you know, to some extent at least. But if Hotzah is downgraded because of its connection to Tchumen, then Yedias Tchumen stands on its own, even if you didn't know Hotzah, I would think. But it's a point. It's a good horror. Yeah.
According to this explanation, what is Zadon Shabbos?
Zadon Shabbos means, according to all these explanations, what I'm suggesting is that Zadon Shabbos means that you have like some minimum accurate conceptual sense of Shabbos, as opposed to just knowing knowing a few facts about Shabbos, even which is what Eliyahu doesn't like. Eliyahu's saying, well, if you know some core facts, that's enough. Right? I'm saying, if you know a few core facts out of context, which means that conceptually you know nothing, or you have a just misrepresented understanding or misunderstanding of Shabbos, that you know some facts, but in improper context, they're just misleading, then that's not Zadon Shabbos enough to then be able to look at Shigas Malach. That's what I'm suggesting. Now, as a general definition, I'm very comfortable with that. Okay, you can all reject it, but I'm just telling you, I think you have to ask, you know, where you draw the line and the details and so on. But the idea, if the concept of Zadon Shabbos and Shigas Malach is that you can't look at Shigas Malach until we first establish that this person has a sense of what Shabbos is about. So then, in the sense that a person can know a number of important facts about Shabbos, you know, without achieving Zadon Shabbos on a conceptual level, and that's really what he needs, I'm comfortable with that. And the example I'm giving is the one I'm comfortable with too. Namely, he knows that Megabain is Asur, but he doesn't know that Bona is Asur. So it's true that he knows an important fact about Shabbos, namely a fact about an Isur Malacha which could get in Skila and Chatas. He does know that core fact. But he has no appreciation for its significance and meaning, because he's taking it completely out of context in a way that it just means something different. So as a fact, it stands. And as a fact that provides a conceptual, minimum level of knowledge to allow him then to focus on Shigas Malacha, I think he's deficient. Yeah?
Is Rebbe saying it's even according to the possibility that when the letters are the rule of the others, you don't have to necessarily know the others?
Say that again? What last line I didn't catch?
I mean, if you want to say that if the letters are the rule of the others,
right,
you know that the letters, you necessarily have to know the others? Doesn't Rebbe say that before?
I'm analyzing it on two levels, on a Zadon Shabbos level and on a Shigas Malacha level. And depending on which one, I think you're going to go in opposite directions.
So, for me, even if halachically you know about the others, it can still not be Zadon Shabbos?
If you know, if that's not the case we're talking about. I mean, if there's Yedias Avos and Shigas Toldos, would that be Zadon Shabbos? Has to be.
Yedias Toldos. But
if there's Yedias Toldos and Shigas Malach, Shigas Avos, I'm saying that perhaps there's a Chisaron in Zadon Shabbos.
But maybe also you have a possibility that knowing the Toldos, if they're Garuot the Avos, also means Malach to know the Avos?
No, I said that if you know the Avos, I'm getting it all the languages there. I said if you know the Avos, I said if you know the Toldos and you don't know the Avos, then you might say you have implicit knowledge of the others.
Right.
Right.
So according to that, could Rebbe still...
On a Shkogel level.
If you know the others, we should call them that Zadon Shabbos. If you know the Toldos. If you're luckily considered to know the others, then could that still not be Zadon Shabbos?
You're saying, again, if you push this too far, so then you don't know anything. Because out of context, everything is disconnected. Maybe. Possible. Possible. Yeah.
In this case, the Yedias Toldos and Shigas Avos.
Yedias, again. The Yedias
Toldos and Shigas Avos.
Okay.
So, what are you saying that you lose the context?
Right.
Right.
And therefore, it might not be Zadon Shabbos.
So, is that even if the Shigas Avos is just through Shigas Karis, we know that it's also?
I would think not. No. The case is a case where you think it's Mutter, in the case of the Rishonim, and I would think it would have to be.
Okay.
Right. I would think so. Because if you know it's Asur, then you still have... right. Even according to Shlakish. Yeah.
How far would Rebbe take the context idea that why would somebody know all of Shlakish to things that obviously are
really that amazing things? I think that would be strange. I mean, you'd have to have a really convoluted mind. Right? What? What do you mean, Zeichel Mikdash?
You remember as Zeichel Mikdash, not Zeichel Mikdash.
You mean the Mishkan?
Mishkan, sorry.
Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, you think that the reason why Malach is also because it was, not okay, but that doesn't affect the content I mean, you have to distinguish between the content of your knowledge and, you know, and the, I guess, the theological, you know, connection, you know, that you make and its theological significance. The point is, if you know the avos and the toldos and how they're connected, so you know what bona is, right? And you know what kosher is, you know what kosev is, and you know what motzim shus or shus is. If you think it's all about zecher le mishkan and not zecher liberatius, you know, so, you know, that's a problem. I don't think that's a problem in Zadon and Shabbos, necessarily. I mean, it doesn't say anywhere that you have to know that it's, you know, Zecher Masa, Bereshis. A Mummer, you know, Lachal is Shabbos, a Mummer, Lachal Torah Kula, because it's Kofar, B'masa, Bereshis, that's a different point. But when we talk about Yodale, B'Shabbos, B'mai, Zadon, and Shkaga, we're not talking about the Tamei Mitzvos part of it. We're talking about the content of your knowledge. What do you know is Asar on Shabbos? The concept of constructive Malacha. Is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if a person knows Megabe is Osir, and he doesn't know that Bona is Osir, then his understanding of Megabe's Isir is a content, not the Tamei Mitzvahs behind it. He doesn't understand that Megabe is Osir because it's building, or creating. So what does he think? It's about, you know, cheese? Milchiks? All milchik actions are prohibited on Shabbos? Is that knowledge of Shabbos? So he knows he's not allowed to do Megabe. That's wonderful. Right, he's not going to go into his cheese factory and he's going to stay home and daven and everything, but he has this crazy idea that Shabbos is about milchiks and fleishiks and not about Isur Malacha. That's what I'm saying. That's different than saying, oh, he doesn't think it has anything to do with the Mitzvah Bereishis. He thinks it's connected to Mishkan, but still, he knows what the content of what Isur Malacha is. Okay, so I would say that's the answer to your question as well. In other words, if as long as it's an understanding. Of the relationships and of the, you know, ABCs of what the concept of malacha is, constructive work, skilled work, transforming the chefta, however you want to define the concept of malacha. But for a person to think that megabin is usur, you know, and not bona, and that I don't know, you know, that's just always one of my favorite examples. But we can find others as well. Far-reaching toldos that have, you know, but to disconnect them from the ab, I think may be a problem, maybe an issue. Yeah.
Can you maybe rehabilitate, resuscitate Michael's idea specifically within defining Mechamer as really a Dias Mechamer? Maybe there is no component of Maisa Avera by Mechamer specifically. There's only Chilul.
You mean when I said several times about Mechamer?
Yes, yeah, so that maybe right. Dafka by Mechamer. In order to be considered actual Zadon.
Right. Well, that would be rich. So that, I think that fits into what we said before. I just didn't mention that specifically. But in other words, if Mechamer is in the Malacha parts, then it's like Tzkom Kalib and Rabbi Akiva. If it's either Stamalav or it's a Chilul Bali Malacha or, you know, something like that, then I think that could be better, could be worse.
I'm saying, though, assuming that it is better and it's part of, and it is core Hilchos Shabbos, so I was saying, so maybe in order to be qualified as a Zadon.
But you can't only know that because it's supposed to be linked to the bigger picture, you know? Yeah.
I don't know what Rebbe means by bigger picture. I was saying the fact of knowing that Mechamer is Usher right. May not be enough to qualify as Zadon.
That's why.
Because it itself...
I mean, within its context, it has great meaning and significance, but when you, if that's the only thing you know, again, you don't know very much.
I'm not trying to say that.
Okay, so what did you
say? I was trying to say that specifically there, knowing factually that it's usher isn't enough. And I'm not saying that you need to know the big picture. You need to know that specifically this is a kfiras maisa bereishis. It is a chilul maisa bereishis.
Oh, you're saying the question of what Michael just said.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm not sure why.
Because in general Shabbos, so there are two dinim, there are two mechayvim going on.
Right.
But by Mechamer, there isn't a classic Maisa Avera, according to that.
But I don't know that the Chilul, as opposed to what I call Chilul, as opposed to just Maisa Avera, I don't know whether that has to include the Tamei Mitzvahs of Zeichon and Maisa Bereishis. It could just be that it is a violation, content-wise, it is a violation of the Kedushas Hayom in that way. I prefer to think of it that way. I'm always wary of bringing in the rationale too much into the norm. I would do that for Mechamer as well. Unless we find that it has to be so, I would assume that's not so. It's still Chilul. It's still Chilul for what it is. and for what it symbolizes, but it doesn't mean you have to know the symbol. Okay. So that's in terms of Ovis and Toldos. I think the issue is much more intriguing. Again, the Tosfos Rid is an opening in terms of Havel Lamed and Mezid, but his is practical, but what I'm suggesting is both on the Zoron Shabbos level and on the Shigas Malacha level, I think there's what to speak of, and the question of context, and the question of the relationship between Ovis and Toldos, whether they're a common denominator or Ikar and Tafel, I think is very, very relevant to that analysis. Okay. Having said that, and I think also in light of this, Yudias Toldos B'li Avos or Yudias Avos B'li Toldos might be different, both on a Zonun Shabbos and on a Shekas Malacha level. Okay. Finally, let me just mention two other things. In terms of Shiurim, so I think Elias said it correctly before. Namely, go ahead and repeat what you said. Again, Shiurim is also discussed by Tosfos Rida and Tosfos Shanim. And again, you have these answers, either it's not going to happen, you know, people know one, they know the other, or if it does happen, it's Havel Lemezid. So when I made the comment before that there are, you can either say Havel Lemezid, or you could say that if you have knowledge, so you have the knowledge whether you're applying it properly or not, but it's implicit and you know it. So Eliyahu said, go ahead.
It's difficult to say that.
It's difficult to say that about Shiurim, it's easier to say that about Avos and Toldos. Now, saying about Avos and Toldos is what we just discussed, the various issues. I agree.
That's the issue, though.
On the other hand, in terms of Zodon Shabbos, I think there is the question of Chatz Shir. Namely, if you know that there's an Isur Malacha, but you think it's in a different Shir, and it turns out that that is Chatz Shir, so that's a very, I think it's kind of an interesting problem. And again, that's what we spoke about with the Mishnah Melech, and so on, a little bit. It's an interesting problem because from your point of view, thinking that this is the proper Shir, so it's not like you don't know what bona is, or the concept of bona, right? Well, let's think of it this way. So you know, or let's say, you know, tochein. So you need a grogris. And you think that you need two. No, you think that you need two grogrises, two grogari. So, right? So you have Zodon Shabbos or not? Zodon Shabbos or not? Just don't say it in Eretz Yisrael, that's all. Is that Zodon Shabbos or not? Right, so the point is that you know of the Malacha, right, but you think that you're not violating. So in a way it's strange, because you think that when you do this Malacha, if you were to do this Malacha now, from your point of view it might just be an Isur Klali, right, it wouldn't be an Isur Malacha of Shabbos, perhaps. On the other hand, in terms of your conceptual foundation, no, you just have a mistake about what the threshold is, but you know the concept of the Malacha. So would that be Zodon Shabbos or not? That, I think, is an interesting question. Likely, I would say, yes. In terms of being Shigas Malacha, which is the Mishnah L'Malach's whole discussion, you know, maybe not. Because then the gap between, you know, what you're doing in the present, you know, and what you think. And then it could be the gap between Chatzi Shir and Shir Shalem. Al-Pidin is a bigger gap. But we're talking about, is it enough Zodon Shabbos so you can now look to the Malachos as being meaningful? So it's true, if you were to do this action as is, it might be Nisar Klali and not, that's a big if too, and not Tochen. But we're not talking about you doing it. We're talking about your intellectual understanding of it. So you know the concept of the Malacha. You just you made a calculation that is wrong in terms of the Shi'ur. So my sense is, it's an interesting case, but on a Zodon Shabbos level, no matter what you say about Chatzi Shi'ur, it shouldn't be a problem. It should be Zodon Shabbos, the Shigas Malacha. Okay. That's in terms of Shi'urim. What remains is one other case, which I think is really fascinating, and that's the Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam Chachmei Daniel issue. Daniel, one other issue that they discuss? Something a little more amorphous. Remember? Okay, Yosef? Yechiel? Ellie? Shlomo? Very fascinating issue. Dovi?
That there were 39 malachas, or else that you know not to say which ones they were.
Yeah. You know that there are 39 of us malacha, or that there is a concept of malacha, okay? But you just make a mistake about these 39. So that is very fascinating. And there seem to be three shitos on that. One shita is that that would be Zadon. I think Rabbi Roman Rambam himself is saying that it would, right? Is that his conclusion? That would be Zadon, Shabbos, and Shigas Malacha. The Kesef Mishnah, when he quotes the Chacham Meguneil, says that what, Daniel? If that would be the case, that would be?
That would be
Zadon Malachos. That is really interesting. And the Lechem Mishnah says, it's not Zadon Malachos, it just might not be... It might be Shigas Shabbos. So we have three shitas on that point. Is it Zadon Malachos? Is it Shigas Shabbos? Or is it Zadon Shabbos and Shigas Malachos? Okay, very fascinating. So to say that it's not Zadon Shabbos, but Shigas Shabbos, I think is not so bad. Right? It's another way of saying he doesn't know anything. I think you could actually say it in two ways. One is he doesn't know anything. I mean, this is not Yediyah. I think that's what the Lechem Mishnah really has in mind. What do you mean he knows the concept of Malachos, or maybe that there are 39, but he doesn't know these? Right? So he knows nothing. Or another way to say it would be that is classic Shigigas Shabbos. In other words, the difference is, and not only is it not Zadon Shabbos, it's Shigas Shabbos. Okay. There's not so much of a difference between them, but there's a little bit of a difference. In other words, not only is it not Zadon Shabbos, you know, enough to, you don't know enough. On the contrary, this is the classic case. You don't know anything real about Shabbos. It's Shigas Shabbos. It's different in emphasis, by the way. Okay, so that makes sense. To say that it's Zadon Shabbos and Shigas Malacha is not that hard to explain, but it is important. Because basically what we're saying is that concretely you know nothing. Right? Before we were talking about, this is the opposite of my case before. Before I said, you have concrete knowledge, maybe even a lot of concrete knowledge. You know about Megabain, and you know about, all sorts of, strange Tolda applications. You know, but you don't know the elbows, so you know information, but the information that you know is skewed. It's the wrong perspective of that information. Right? Now we have a different situation. You know the concept of malacha, that there are 39, but every single one you're wrong about. So concretely, you know nothing. It's less than Tzkum and Rabbi Akiva. They know one thing. It's not Issa ben Yehuda, it's not Mechamer, it's not it's none of these cases. You can understand why the Lechem Mishnah is arguing that it's either not Zadon Shabbos or even Shigas Shabbos, right? That's not hard to explain. But what do you know? Maybe, if you know it. If you can know something, before we had a situation, you know concrete things without knowing conceptually anything, and therefore is the concrete knowledge important. Now we're at the exact opposite. You know conceptually something without any concrete application or wrong concrete application. The question is that any, is that worth anything conceptually? That's one question. And even if it is that enough? Maybe you have to have concrete knowledge. But even from a conceptual point of view, if you think you know the concept of malacha, but you make 39 errors about it, you know, what is your concept? It's like, you know, people like to ask, you know, how do you get the 39 novus malacha if there isn't an absolute mesorah and so on? And there's debate, shobet medakdek and, you know, zorah borer, merakeid, are they one, are they three, right? I mean, if you look at the Mishkan, or in general, I would have said, the numbers aren't important. I would have said, there's a group of malachos in the Mishkan, or even if it wasn't the Mishkan, if I said to you that 39 of us malacha, I'm sure, you know, that all reasonable men would come up with one overlapping list of certain amount of malachos. There's certain things that would definitely be on the list. There are certain things that clearly would not be on the list as separate entities. I don't think, another one of my favorites, Shtei Batei Nirin, I don't know whether that, would have qualified without some sort of a Masara or some sort of a, you had to pick 39 of the following. Okay. But Bona, and, probably in Kosev and Mavir, there's certain things that would have been on the list. Hotzah probably wouldn't have been on the list. Malacha Gruah. Right. So the point is, if a person knows that there's a concept of Malacha and that the 39, and he's wrong about every single one of the 39, right? So that's a double problem that you have to relate to. Number one, Yedias HaShabbos, it isn't enough to have conceptual knowledge, maybe. You need concrete knowledge. Or, like we said, exactly what we said before, but with the opposite impact. The real world of halakha is the ideal combination of the conceptual and the concrete. Right? Not just concepts in the air, and not just facts, disconnected with ideas and values. But values that express themselves in concepts. So when you have concepts without facts, or facts without concepts, you might say in both cases that you have nothing. Not that you don't have enough, but you don't have nothing. Facts that are not rooted are not facts, and concepts that have all the wrong applications are flawed concepts. So the perspective that this is Shiggas Shabbos, or at least not Zodon Shabbos, or that it is Zodon Shabbos, are very fascinating, because what we're saying basically is, you don't know any facts, but you have we're assuming that there can be Zodon Shabbos without concrete facts, and that the lack of concrete facts doesn't skew the concepts either. What about the third perspective, which is maybe the most difficult and most intriguing, and that is that if you know that there are 39 avos malacha, so then it's Zodon malacha. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Habla
Huneva?
Yeah, once you know the 39, you should be Medayak, what the Ritz.
So then it's your responsibility to know what the hierarchy and everything else is?
Which ones they are.
Okay, if you take that kind of an approach.
Okay.
Maybe. Maybe. That's kind of the practical Habla Huneva. Okay, any other possibilities? Yeah. Right, so I think this is a tricky thing to say, but I think that you have to say something like that. Namely, what you're saying is, if you know one malacha and you don't know 38, so then you evaluate the zadon and the shkaga. Tell me if I'm saying what you're saying. The zadon and the shkaga of the malachos in terms of separate shemos iser. But if you know, or you claim to know, the concept of malacha, right? But you don't know any of the 39. So that creates a kind of an interface between these two issues. Namely, the problem of one shame and 39 shamos. And in a sense, by not knowing any of them, right, what you do is you by not knowing any of them, but knowing the concept of malacha, you build in a problem of zadon malacha for each and every one of them. Is that kind of what you're saying? No. So say it your way.
I was just saying, since these specific malachos are just adaptations of one general shemis, and as long as you know the general problem, the specific applications aren't as important.
I think we're saying the same thing, but the reason I added that extra complicated line is because you have to address one question. And is what happens when you know... how can knowledge of any of the malachos be worse than knowledge of none of the malachos? How can, understand? In other words, if you know Zareah Chorish and Kotzer, right? But you don't know the other 36. So that's not Zadon malachos, that's Shigas malachos. But if you know some general concept of malacha, but you don't know any of the 39, so then they're saying that's Zadon malacha. Right, so all things, if you didn't have to handle that question, I think what you're saying is correct. Meaning, if you look at this in terms of separate shemos, and by the way, this is relevant to the whole question, absolutely. Namely, if you look at this in terms of separate shemos, let's say there's only separate shemos, and there's no no such thing as general yediyah of Issur Melacha. That would be another reason to say that this is Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Melacha. Right? In other words, that's what I meant. That's Shigas Shabbos, meaning your problem is you've got the whole, what does Yediyah, what are you going to say? Does Yediyah lo sasa kol Melacha, but just not Zareah Chorish Kotzim Amr? The answer is, if you hold that these are just applications, so they don't exist independently. Right? Or, that's what Shigas Shabbos is. And that's what we said before. But according to what Jonathan, right? What Jonathan's suggesting is that Dafka, what he's trying to suggest, will only work in a case where you don't know anything. You don't know any specific examples. So then knowing the general concept of Issur Melacha constitutes a mezid in all of them. The question is why. So what we are saying is we're not denying. Now, if we were to say that all the melachos are one shem Issur, right? So, and that's the reason why knowing Issur Melacha is zadon of the specific melachos that you shogeg on. But then the question that arises is, good, so why is that better or worse than Yediyas one melacha? So the answer, I think, is that when you have Yediyas one melacha, so then, well, the specifics of one melacha, so then Zodon and Shkaga is going to be defined on the specific Shemos Iser level. But the second that you, it's almost like, let me say it this way. Just as Helen Zeb Zebiyado, right, establishes that before you look at Shabbos, in terms of specific melachos, you have to look at general knowledge of Shabbos, so too on a melachos level, and this we've seen already, before you look at, on a melachos level themselves, before you look at separate Shemos, you need to look at the Shem Klali of Lo Sasa Kol Melacha. And when you don't know any of the 39, right, but you do know that general concept, then each of the 39 becomes a problem of Zadon as well. Is that close to what you're saying? What? Close enough? Okay, you're being kind, I think. Okay. But the question is, we need to formulate it in a better way. But I think that's, according to these Rishonim, that's what I think it's a tremendous kiddush. But if you're going to say that some general knowledge of the concept of Melacha with 39 flaws is Zadon Melacha, you have to say something like that. Yeah.
Could you ask the question another way? Could you say that?
I'd love to.
But the question of having knowing one Melacha is why would they be high if you use the story?
For 38.
Right. If you hold this case, you positively think there's 38 Melachas. You know, Melachas I don't know, I completely don't know.
Again, if you know Zoreya and you don't know anything else, so you know one Melacha, and you know one Melacha.
Right. So I'm sorry.
So then the problem is the 38 that he doesn't know. But here he knows 39 Melachos.
Here I know there aren't 39 Melachos.
Right.
I just don't know which ones they are. So in a sense, my mistake.
So why is that one?
So why is that one Melacha? Because of the fact that.
I'm sorry. Why is that Zadon on each one? So I must say Havel Elamedo, which is what Alechai was saying.
Right.
I'm saying it's not on each one because now we have to relate, even within each malacha, to your flaw in Shem Klali before we get to your flaw in Shem Klali. I'm not sure. I think you have to say something like that. Yeah.
Would you know that you get 39
or 11? No, because he's saying that it's Zado. But the reason that you don't isn't because of Helen Zeb Yado, Helen Zeb Zeb, it's because of Zado malachos. There could be two reasons you don't bring a korban. One reason you don't bring a korban is because it's Shigas Melacha and Shigas Shabbos, and Helam Zeb Zebiyado is only Chai Vachas. But according to that formulation, they're saying the reason you don't bring a korban is because you're mazed. Why are you mazed? Because you have too much knowledge even on the Prat. What do you mean you have too much knowledge? To say you have too little knowledge even on the Klal, I understand. To say you have enough knowledge on the Klal and that therefore you can turn to the Prat, I think is interesting. I understand. To say that you have too much knowledge on the prat, that's our problem. You're not going to bring a carbon because you're amazed on the Zohar Zoreya. You're amazed on the Choresh, you're amazed on the Kotzer. Even though you think every one of them is mutter. Why are you amazed? Because you know that there's 39 Ovis Malacha on the concept of Shem Malacha. So somehow, that general knowledge of which you are amazed becomes a factor in each and every Malacha. So according to Elichai, Elichai is saying this, if you know 39, and you got all 39 of them wrong, that's an inexcusable lapse. If you want to say like Tosis Rid-like, even though it's not obvious to say it, but again, we're Bedochic trying to explain this Bedochic Shita. You could say it that way. But what I'm saying is the implicit way. And I think Jonathan's saying it too. I'm not sure if we're saying it exactly the same way, but we're struggling to say something similar. Namely, that somehow we don't look at the problem in terms of 39 separate shemos here. We look at the 39 malachos, let's say chetimtzis, of one gun raw, of one nazid of Yisrael Malacha, for which you are nazid. And if you don't bring a korban, not because of the Shigas Shabbos, but because of the Zadar Malacha. In any case, it's a very challenging shita. We'll stop here. Again, remember, Tuesday at 12, and we didn't get as far as I wanted. So, Shavmi Diaso and Mahalei Chalibah. But really, I want to move quickly so we get to the Shabbos part, so that's everybody be prepared.